This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The exhibition is called White Knight. It's showing the word knight, where it's a masculine, a strong word to be used on a figure of a girl with a white dress.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Over at the Balai Seni Visual Negara, there are works by young Malaysian contemporary artists hanging on the walls and art installations on the floor. Just last week, the National Gallery announced the winners of the Bakat Muda Sezaman, or the Young Contemporaries, and the co-winners are Shin Pui San and Saiful Razman. My guest today is also young and also somebody contemporary, a person who belongs to this age simply because he's 25 years old. She isn't part of the competition that's over at the Balai Seni, but she's holding her debut solo exhibition titled White Knight at G13 Gallery in Kelana Jaya. Welcome.
Hi.
Did I see your name? Her name is Raimi Sani.
Yes, Raimi Sani.
Raimi Sani. Did you submit any application to this competition? It's called Bakat Muda Sezaman.
I didn't actually submit any since I was still in a program where I have to prepare work for this upcoming solo. So I was unable to participate in certain competition or group exhibition.
How important is competition for an artist?
Competition, there's a difference between competition and exhibition. Exhibition is basically introducing directly who you are and you pretty much involve directly. But in competition, you have to work a little bit harder to shine, outshine better people around with good artwork.
But how important is it to participate in a competition?
Well, it's a good involvement, a good way to introduce and be involved in the art scene as you make your name.
Beyond getting your name out there, how important is an art competition? I mean, you said, an art exhibition also gets your name out there.
One of the good things about competition is you challenge yourself into being...
So to participate in an exhibition, you still have to challenge yourself to come up with the works.
Yes.
To participate in a competition, you still have to challenge. It's not like you just sit back and then say, exhibition happens, and then boom, you get your artwork. Or that you have this idea, okay, I'll participate in this competition, and the artworks just appear. You still have to get your brush, dip into the paint, splash it on the canvas. How is participating in a competition important?
A competition challenges you to upgrade your level of understanding and sometimes makes you push yourself to think outside the box.
Let's look at your own history. How long ago did you start painting? Because, you know, when I look at you, if I were to put you in a school uniform, I think you could go back to secondary school and everybody would just kind of accept you as you are. You look so young.
Oh, well, I've been involved in art scene right around after graduation. That's on 2015.
So you've been out of school 2 years.
Yes, 2 years.
And when you say you got involved in the art scene, what did you do to get involved in the art scene?
Well, art scene is a pretty tough work scene when most of the artists is male. Yes, the majority of artists is male. You can pretty much count the female artists. I'm one of those that has been trying to prove to them that females can still do art and as a full-time artist too. Being involved in the art scene is just, it's like a gambling scene, you know? Because we don't have employers, we don't have monthly income. We have to go out there and find ourselves, be inspired just to create a single artwork and to present to the audience.
So since you've only graduated 2 years ago, what did you have to do to kind of find work, to get your name out there? What did you have to do?
Well, I have help from school. People came in and see the artwork and they said it was interesting, it has potential. So they helped me by introducing collectors from their side. They're putting me up and asked me if I could do show under their expenses. So I did one show that's called Anak-anak Series at Changkat.
Was this part of a group exhibition or was it a solo also?
It's a two-man show, actually. It's from me and another student from Perak. We did a two-man show. It was actually a great celebration and people came in from around the world, actually. I've met one collector from Philippines. Yeah, so instantly, I brought my name into Philippines.
Is the exhibition called Take Two?
Yes, Take Two.
So that was a while ago?
Yes, the first show I made after degree.
That was the one you did with somebody by the name of
Amirul.
Amirul, yes. You went to UITM, right? So what your school did was to hold an exhibition on campus and then invited collectors and gallery owners to come look at your works. And from there, you got notice. In a way, you really didn't have to market yourself very hard because the school was already helping you market. But I guess in some ways, because you were exhibiting on campus, you still have to compete among the other artists to get noticed. How many people were in your class?
In paintings major, about 18 to 19, if I can remember.
That's not a small number, right? If each were to just paint one, you have already about nearly 20 works out there.
Yes.
So you have to compete. So competition seems to be a real part of an artist's life.
Yes. Well, in that situation, I was taught by mom. My mother, as I said, she was a strict person. She's been training me pretty hard.
What did she do? School teacher?
Yeah, she's a school teacher. High school.
What does she teach?
She teaches art. Yes.
And what's her medium?
At first, she was interested in fine art, but she couldn't pursue in the art scene. So she got into graphic design and then she saw the skills that I've slowly developed. So she asked me if I could learn fine art. So I did.
Are you enjoying this?
For a while back then, I didn't realize I did. I just thought that was just some skills because of maybe genetic skills, maybe. I don't know.
Something born, yes. You were born with because your mother was good at,
yes,
at drawing and creating works.
I was more interested in culinary art. But then slowly after degree, right before I ended my semester, I was introduced to one of the senior artists. His name is Radwan Main. He introduced me to certain collectors and he was the first to buy my artwork. So it got me so excited that I thought I'd rather try this one at first. And then slowly I determined to keep myself as a freelance artist.
Earlier you said to become an artist is like a gamble because you don't have an employer and you don't get a regular income. But one would think that for a woman, it probably is an easier line to go into, easier in the sense that, at least within our Malaysian culture, women are supposed to get married. More so, because you're sitting in front of me, and what's obvious that you are a young Muslim girl, the way you're dressed suggests that your faith is quite important, which means then you will likely be married, which means then you'll have a husband who will support you. So you can do whatever you want. I would think for a woman going into the art scene, become a painter, becoming an artist, is actually much easier.
I wouldn't say that if I'm a Muslim, I should be, art scene would be easier. Or if even if I'm not Muslim, it wouldn't be easy. It's basically the will to pursue in the art scene. If I didn't do what I love or what I'm interested in, I would just stop right away and I would get married. But I think art scene gives me a boost of confidence. So I prefer to continue on being an artist. If one day, probably, I will get married. But art is still my life.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
What makes an artist then? Like you said, you know, somebody can draw well. Somebody can take a photograph well.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes that person an artist as opposed to just being like a wedding photographer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get letters from wedding photographers to say, we are artists too. And they will start to scold me. But what makes a person who depicts life either in literature or in a painting, at what stage does this person become an artist?
There are stages. There are young artists. There are established artists. Established artist is most likely to be the real artist. Young artist is just someone that is trying to sustain in the art scene. I am in the stage of young artist where I try to open up my mind and see things in a wide way, you know, broad.
The bigger picture.
The bigger picture, yes, sorry. But then you can't really say which is not an artist, which is a cook or you're a teacher. You can't. A parent is also a teacher. Your grandmother could be a cook also, but she doesn't need the title to be that person. An artist is someone that actually creates things from the heart. I would say that. But in a way, we put it in a career sentence that artist is as a career.
I'm speaking to the artist Raimi Sani, who is debuting her first solo exhibition titled White Night. Coming up, we'll get her to tell us about the works in this exhibition and how they are manifestations of her invisible mental processes. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Hing. And in the studio with me is a young artist and she is Raimi Sani. Raimi is holding a solo exhibition titled White Night and it's happening next week. Raimi, how would you describe your style?
I would describe it as soul-searching. Yes, as I'm still young, so I still need to know who I really am. By doing this art, this White Night series, I find out bits of myself that even for 25 years living, I didn't know that was me. When I realize I have those strengths, it makes me feel a lot more confident to pursue and to work on myself even more, be a better self.
If I were to look at your works, how would I describe them? Are they realistic? Are they expressionistic? Are they impressions of what you see?
Okay, the basic style is realistic. I've learned it since diploma, but the expressions is there when I put emotion in it. Realistic is one of the reasons why I observe things. To me, the details matters a lot since I'm one of those that is pretty much as invisible. I'm not an outgoing person. So I figured out that details is important in my artwork. So I've decided to use realistic because I'm more comfortable in showing people that even if it's just splashes of colors here and there, it matters because sometimes those lines, those colors, it's expressing what I'm trying to tell them. Realistic helps a lot in telling, sending message to people.
For you, your choice of style was not accidental. I assume in art school, in fine art school, you are exposed to different techniques, expressionistic techniques, where the strokes become more important in a yes. way, or that it's a kind of a freer style. Well, a realistic style would require a lot more control.
Mm-hmm.
So you have chosen this very controlled style.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because you were under the influence of a particular teacher that taught you this style, and therefore, you know, your respect for this teacher has led you to this path? Or was it something that's really driven from the inside?
Being influenced is one thing, but being inspired is another. Inspired by my experience and being inspired by my teachers develops in making what I'm making right now.
You said you're inspired. Who mm-hmm. are your inspirations?
I pretty much inspired by the early age art, like Renaissance. I refer a lot from Rembrandt, Michelangelo, as they captured how the body language tells the story, how the background tells the story. It's so mesmerizing. But then I have this one influence. It's just, it triggers the emotion in me. It's from Amrun Omar. He is one of the senior artists in Malaysia. He's a figurative artist. When there's one series he did, it's called Petarungan. If I'm not mistaken, he was telling stories about how we fight ourselves from the inside. But in a way, he shows it with battling. It doesn't show who that person is he's battling with, but the background story is about fighting yourself into getting what you want.
Earlier, you were telling me too that you're still discovering
mm-hmm.
yourself and trying to find yourself. And part of the press release for this exhibition says that here in these works, there are 12 of them, I understand,
mm-hmm.
that these works are your invitation to mm-hmm. go into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What do we see in these works that would take us into your mind?
The exhibition is called White Night. It's showing the word night, where it's a masculine, a strong word to be used on a figure of a girl with a white dress. The white is basically, it's just telling a story of how a white means. White is translucent, it's sheer, it's very much emphasized the colors that surrounds the white. So it's telling the story of being soft, being patient. Is actually a strength. It's not a weakness. But most people look at it as night. We should be having a muscular body. We should be brave and everything. But I put it aside. I want to fight what's inside. What is the weakness inside me? So it's just celebrating the fact that our inner strength.
Interesting enough that, mm-hmm. you know, you are here sitting in front of me dressed all in black.
Well, it's usually people just portray the things that they couldn't do. Yeah, my point is when I've painted someone else, I use models as someone to tell my story. Why? Because I couldn't really express, even in facial expression, even in body language, I'm pretty much stiff.
One would ask, you know, most artists are expressing things because they allow themselves to.
Mm-hmm.
And one tend to associate the life of the artist as somebody who is not restricted by conventions, because artists, for the most part, as I understand, they challenge conventions. They show us a new way of seeing, a different way of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, looking at you and looking at the works in this exhibition, I see such a big gap between what I think you represent mm-hmm. and what your art represents. Because when I talk to a particular artist, I say, you know, I've got this young woman coming into my studio to talk to me today. And she's this young artist. Oh, I know she is. I said, good, because this person knows art too. He says, I said, what question would you ask her? He says, ask her why she, being a young Muslim girl and who comes across as rather orthodox,
mm-hmm.
you got your headscarf on, your tudung on, you, almost every part of you is covered except for your face and your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But you have paintings of all these women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very much exposed than you are.
Well, I make art not just for Muslims. I make art for the whole world to see. And for the things I do, I'd like for them to accept it. So it's not really a religious artwork. It's more likely open up to the whole world to see it.
At least my understanding of how we operate in Malaysia, though, mm-hmm. you know, we have a gymnast mm-hmm. who is doing art in her own way, but she gets condemned
mm-hmm.
publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the same thing happening to you
mm-hmm.
and somebody coming over and said, why is this Muslim girl painting women mm-hmm. who are so exposed?
Well, it is what I expressed. It's not what I wear. So basically, it's how I think the structure of the paintings should look like. It's not what I should look like. It represents the story from my side, not how my appearance should look like. It doesn't restrict me to probably wear white, as same as the models inside my paintings. So I like black, so as I'm comfortable in that color. Also, the white itself is just like the blank canvas. So I can paint the things with colors. And black has all the colors in it. So it's something similar. People tend to look at the cover by saying this may be something so different. But the fact that they didn't see the smallest things inside it, the details where that's the story. That's the real story in it. It's not what they see, the whole thing. It's the same as what the white dress. If you can see, people only see it's just white dress. But if you see details, it has more colors. It has blue, purple, reddish color. So people didn't see that. They just see the white dress overall. That's how I explain how I look and how the paintings interpret what's inside my mind.
Let's go to your process of creating these works. As we said earlier, in a question earlier, I asked, how would you describe your style? And you said, you know, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, realism, photorealism,
mm-hmm.
is like taking a camera, take a picture,
mm-hmm.
and I can hang it on the wall. But you have decided to paint realistically. Why choose that over photography?
Well, I'm more to old school girl. I like things doing by manually. I like whenever it is from my hand, I appreciate it even more. Such as the things if people give you gifts and whenever you buy it by yourself. It's just like that. Photography to me is not something different from painting. It produced the same thing whenever you capture the same photo and repaint it. The result is just the same. It has more aesthetic value in it. I like to experience each texture with my own hand. Recreating it, I'm not saying I'm recreating the same thing. I couldn't do perfectly 100% the same. The difference is I tend to make my own strokes. I tend to draw out my emotions and put it into the canvas. That's why painting is more meaningful to me.
How do you go about creating these works with people? Did you first take a photograph and then use the photograph as the basis of your work? Or do you just literally have them sit in your studio with you while you paint it?
Well, I'm still in an early age of my career, so I still have to refer to photo. So I had models coming in and photo shoot.
Do you do the photo shoot yourself?
I'm still learning. I have guidance. Yes.
You have a photographer do it for you?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Using photography, I still can understand how light captures certain figures. How I see it is, it's not that live painting is any different. It's just we have more time and I still need the time to practice. Whenever I practice things, I tend to learn more.
Now you get somebody to take a photograph, mm-hmm. and as you paint, you refer to the photograph.
Yes, I refer. But even if I referred them, I didn't copy 100%. I use one of the oldest techniques. It's called fumato. That is used in the Mona Lisa's paintings, where it tweaked a little bit the smile of the Mona Lisa. That's the trick. That's where my part came into, or else I would be just copying the photo.
How difficult is it to draw people as opposed to some other thing? I know the human figure, then mm-hmm. of course the fold in the clothes and mm-hmm. the blankets and things on the bed. Mm-hmm. Are the folds more difficult? The human beings more difficult?
Well, I've spent more time on portrait and figures before I started understanding other objects. So I'm still new with objects, but it's quite interesting to learn in such a short time. It just makes me feel like I've been challenged to do that. But in this few years, I see things such as objects and figures are almost the same because they all need light and shadows. So therefore, there's no much different with it. As long as you understand the light fractions, so you get the form.
Who gave you the idea for this exhibition? Meaning, like, who curated it?
No one really actually set forward and said, I should do this. They just... G13 Gallery is most likely just offered me a chance to introduce myself to their base collectors. So I was kind of quite intrigued into doing this solo show. They offered me in the about December of last year, I think. And then New Year came, and that's where I started imagining how I should be doing my collections. I see things in a way I like to be celebrated as much as those in the Middle Ages, the early ages. It's like being knighted is something so honorable. I didn't go to war or I didn't do something for my country that much, but by solving problems on my own, being strong enough to do things, is more likely like I'm being my own hero. So I'm celebrating the fact that I get to better myself in this new year. So it inspires me to do these collections.
There are 12. Mm-hmm. Did you set out to do 12 works right from the beginning? Or did you maybe have 20 and it's, I will only show these 12?
I was aimed to do 15. But, well, I wasn't going to rush myself. I figured I need the quality and I don't need the quantity. So I end up making 12, just enough for the solo show. But probably if there is any more time, I would add in a little bit more artwork.
All these were done between January and now.
Yes.
Wow. Quite prolific though.
Oh, yeah. It's quite... stressful.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Raimi Sani, the artist exhibiting in the exhibition titled White Knight. There are 12 works in this exhibition, which opens at the gallery G13 in Kelana Jaya. next week on Friday, April 7th, and will run all the way through to Saturday, April 22nd. Admission to the gallery is free. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.